Hey, it's Greg with another Bite Size Wise. Today I was reading a book called The Messiah's Handbook by Richard Bach. Richard is the author of a book called Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and then another book called Illusions. And Illusions is the subject of another podcast I do, which, okay, shameless promotion. Look for Illusions Podcast anywhere you get your podcast. It's a weekly 30-minute deep dive, read-through discussion on metaphysical, spiritual, religious, and philosophical topics as introduced by the book Illusions. But today I was reading through the Messiah's Handbook, and that is an interesting little book. The idea is that you hold a question in mind, and you hold this question in mind, then you randomly open the book, decide left or right, and then supposedly the answer to your question will be right there. So today, I was looking through the book. I wasn't doing it correctly, but I was looking through the book and then decided, well, let me go ahead and do this the way it's supposed to be done. And the question I held in mind was, okay, what am I doing wrong in my life that I feel so unsettled and feel like something is not quite right? It's about 95% right. It's really right with my family. It's not so right at all with my career. It's pretty right with our finances. It's pretty right with some hobbies that I'm pursuing and really enjoying. But why do I feel so unsettled and feel like something is just not right? And I held that question in mind and I opened up the book and I decided to look to the right. And what I saw there was, why bother living an unhappy life? So now I've been thinking for the last 2 hours, why bother living an unhappy life? And I think from one perspective, you can take a look at that and decide, well, what I'm going to do is just choose to be happy in my life the way it is. But from another perspective, you can start to use that phrase and break down the different segments of your life or the different portions or the phases or however you look at your life. I look at my life in terms of my relationships, my spiritual connection, my hobbies, you know, financial aspects and things like that. You could take a look at each of those aspects and decide, am I happy with the results I'm creating right now? Am I happy about this facet of my life? Or do I need to change something to be more happy? Why am I settling for less than perfect happiness? And yes, I could choose to be happy about all of my results, but if those results are not optimal, if they're not the best they could, absolutely best they could be, why would I settle for that and leave myself less than perfectly happy? So I love that phrase, why bother living an unhappy life when I can choose to be happy in this moment and then choose to make wiser and wiser decisions that will allow me to be even more happy in future moments. So one of the thoughts that crossed my mind is, well, I'm not exactly happy with my career. And I could just as easily go out and say, well, you know, that means, Greg, you got to go get a new job. And then I could make the excuse that, well, I don't have all the qualifications for the job I want. And I say that's an excuse because we live in a time when all the information and education and training that I could desire for any kind of qualification is available almost at the click of a single button. Go on the internet, make a simple search, and there is a ton of information, education, and training available for practically any skill I want, either for free or at very low reasonable cost. And then I can have the qualification I need for the job that I want. So I can either choose to make the excuse that I don't have what I need, don't have the qualifications, and then at that point, I'm just bothering to live an unhappy life. I'm choosing with that decision to live an unhappy life or a life that's less happy than it could be. So let me ask you, does that apply to you? Are you bothering to live an unhappy life? And maybe it's not completely miserable. Maybe there's just a little nagging feeling that something could be better, or a little nagging feeling that you might be a little happier if X or if Y. Yes, choose to be happy in the present moment, regardless of what's going on, regardless of your circumstance. But also then choose to get rid of those excuses. And in doing that, choose to make your life happier and happier and happier as the moments go by. So just a thought for you today, my friends. And thanks for letting me do a shameless plug for my other show, Illusions Podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Love to have you there as a listener as well. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. Please know that somebody out there loves you and wants the very best for you. And we'll talk to you next time.